Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, it's that time of year. It's the time of year that we are into the hurricane season, and I see that there is one headed for Hawaii, and that is not a good thing. Hurricanes can be a non-event depending upon if the track changes and it doesn't come near your location, or it can be something significant. And we all hope that the track changes and it doesn't go anywhere near Hawaii, or if it does, it does minimal damage. But I've been through four of them. Four hurricanes in the 18 years that we've lived in Florida. And when we initially came here, we were panicked every time we heard that there was a hurricane coming. And again, I don't want to minimize the danger, and I don't want to minimize the damage that hurricanes can do, because they can. But what we've learned over time is that we are prepared. We don't go out and we don't get water ahead of time, and we don't make sure that that the car is not filled with gas, and that we've taken in the lawn furniture, and we make all the necessary things that need to be prepared. And we're doing this long before the hurricane. We do it in the beginning of hurricane season, so we don't have to worry about it. So we are concerned when the hurricane comes. We know what can happen. We know the damage. We know we've been through it. But we are not paranoid about it, because we are prepared, because we understand exactly what to do, when to do it, because we have some experience. And your business, no matter what business you're in, is going to face a hurricane at some point also. There's going to be disruption. There's going to be a problem. A key person's going to leave. You're going to lose a key employee. There's going to be a product line that doesn't sell anymore. Whatever it happens to be, there's going to be something that happens that really gets your attention and really makes you paranoid. And what you need to consider and what you need to do is be prepared. You need to never be paranoid about your business, but you don't get complacent. If the business is going well and everything is terrific, you don't say, oh, everything's well, don't worry about it, it will always be well. You pay attention. You make sure that you're looking to understand exactly what you can improve on the business to guarantee that no matter if there is a recession, if there is success, and by the way, I'm not seeing a recession anytime in the years to come, but if there is a recession, if there's a downturn, if there's an employee problem, if there's a customer that we lose, we are prepared. No matter how good things are, we are always looking to make them better. No matter how good things are, we are always looking to improve upon them. We don't just accept that it's good enough. It's how can we make it better? If it's good, how do we make it great? If it's great, how do we make the business even more successful? And then when we do get a turn down, when something does happen, we don't have to go into panic mode, because we have prepared. We have not been complacent. We're ready for it. We understand what we need to do, and we get right in action. And we have to absolutely have vision to do that. We have to understand what our business is, who we're doing business with. We have to role play, and we have to say, if this happens, so this is what we'll do. This is what we need to prepare for. We need to, one of our customers has a great deal of our business. We need to make sure that we're getting new customers or clients, so that one person doesn't have enough of our business, so if they leave, they're going to hurt us. You see, you plan exactly what could happen, not because you're paranoid, but because you are ready for any event that happens. And when it does happen, it doesn't really affect you. It may hurt the business short term, but you weather the storm and you keep on going. So whatever you're doing, whatever is happening in your business, be in action. Have the vision. Understand who you are. Don't just have one person who is in charge of something, who knows everything about the business and nobody else knows anything. Make sure that we're putting ourselves in a position that if a person leaves, someone else can take over. So in sports, they would say you have a strong bench. If you're playing baseball and the second baseman leaves, there's somebody that can go right into that slot. If we lose a pitcher, someone can go right into that slot. So we don't just make people so important that they couldn't be replaced and the business cannot go on. And we look at everything that we do like that. Customers, employees, we make sure that we have enough cash flow. We make sure that when we have cash flow, we're being very concerned and we're being very aware of what we are spending so that we are building cash. So if we have enough cash, we can weather any storm. So not expecting any difficulties in business in the near future. I expect business to keep on going. I expect the economy to be good. I expect you are going to prosper. But let's prepare for the hurricane that somewhere down the road, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, or somewhere in your business life, it's going to happen no matter how good business is. There's something that could create disruption in your business, and we want to make sure that we are prepared for it. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.